Kaya Kodivada is one of the subjects that the Bible is a good source. To teach us how revival will come through. Revival that God ordained. The book of James speaks about a man who is used by God to bring revival in the life of the church and his people. Book of James chapter 5 and verse 17 and 18. We will learn from the scripture new things. Book of James chapter 5 verse 17 and 18 says, Elias, and that's Elijah. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth their fruit. As we pray, Lord, we thank you and praise you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for your word that you sent over some time. God, I pray the purpose of sending this word to us shall be accomplished, and the fruit that desire you will harvest in the life of yourself and your people. Let your word teach us your ways and guide us through the whole will of yours in the name of Jesus. I pray for those here and those who are far away, every one of us to be humble, submissive to your will, that we be willing to be transformed by the renewing of our minds as we hear the truth from your word. I pray and help my lips with a good verse and statement to make the message clear to the people who hear it. I pray also, Lord, for souls to be saved, workers to be raised up, and through revival, through conversion, through ministry with thee, continue to glorify your name. We thank you, God. And we bless you. This is what we ask and pray in this name. Amen. Elias here is Elijah that we, every one of us, know. And he is one of the great prophets that was appeared. And you know that Elijah did not die, but was taken by chariot and horses of fire. He went up to the sky without seeing there. And you know that Elijah, through him God brought a great revival in Israel. At this time the king was Ahab, and Israel was filled with idol worship. Ahab was named Jezebel, and she is from Zidon, and through Jezebel, Baal worship was introduced into Israel. Elijah prayed. In his prayer, he prayed not for a blessing. He prayed that God would take the blessing. How many of us here and how many outside, they pray that God would take the blessing. This is written in the New Testament. James is the half brother of Jesus, and he said that Elijah, he prayed earnestly that shall be no rain. He had the mind of God that when idol worship is rampant and people they are going on doing their own will, the best treatment for them according to the will of God and according to the leading of the Holy Ghost is that no rain, no blessing, no plants, no food. And he prayed this prayer for three and a half years they were there, they were famine, and he knew that when he would pray this prayer, he would be also getting involved with such kind of miserable life that God wants to bestow on his people to bring them back to repentance. The word that is key word in this scripture that we need to emphasize on, the word passions. You say Elias was A man subject to lust passions. How many of you in your body of this world is there? Check your body and tell me if this passion is there or no. How many of you in your body of the word passion is there? Raise up your hand. How many of you in your body there is no word passion? So, different translation, right? But the key word to bring revival was removed by the translator. The word passion, the meaning of it is suffering the life with another suffering. The word suffering has been removed. As such, the Bible translations, only few translations of the Bible, including King James, had kept the word passion. Other translations they had removed it. And you see here, the writer of the book of James, he linked the coming of the rain with the suffering of Elijah. And he linked also the suffering of Elijah with the withhold of the rain. Elijah was suffering from other aspects of, he was persecuted. He was persecuted from King Ahab. His ministry, if you go to the scripture, and let's go to book of 1 Kings chapter 17. First Kings chapter 17. And verse 1, that is the first appearing of the prophet Elijah in the scripture. Elijah was not mentioning how he born, how he raised up, nothing mentioned. All of a sudden, you find in the scripture, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. That is the first appearing and mention of Elijah in scripture. He stood before King Ahab, and he told him, according to the Lord that I am standing and I am serving, before whom I stand, there shall be no dew or rain for as long as it kept and will come back. Only when I say it, according to my word, then the rain and the dew will come back to you. It means that, see here, you wicked king, you will not have rain for whatever period, and when there is no rain, there is no vegetable, there is no fruit, there is no cattle will be growing, animals, or the same thing, you will lose all the things, the good things that you have now with you. Why he rebuked him such a rebuke? He deserved it. Has introduced Baal worship, his wife Jezebel, she is the instrument of that. His wife Jezebel was the first woman mentioned in the Bible. She painted her face. And if we read one verse before this, chapter 16 and the last verse, we will understand why the prophet Elijah promptly moved by the Holy Spirit to go and face up and to rebuke him face to face. Why prophet Elijah, that at that event that had taken place, he was moved to face the king and to rebuke him. It says, 1 Kings chapter 16 verse 34, In the day of Ahab, did he of the best Elijah build Jericho. He laid the foundation thereof in Abiram his firstborn, and set up the gate thereof in his youngest son Shigo, according to the word of the Lord which he spake by Jeshua the son of Nun. At the time of Ahab, one of the people that is in Israel, his name is The reply, this man built Jericho. It is good or no? It is good or bad to build a city? What do you think? It's good? Something is very good, yeah? But you know what the Bible says? Jericho was the first city that God said, give it wholly devoted to me. Burn it all. And Joshua, when they destroyed it all, Joshua said on the life of his firstborn, the one who rebuilt the wall of it, he said the one who will reverse the command of God, because that was the first fruit. If anyone will come and rebuild it to defy God, he will pay the price by the death of his firstborn. And that man went ahead and he did it, and Ahab was happy with it. And you see here, there is more adamant stubbornness and hard-headedness. His firstborn was put to death when he put the wall, and he continued. He had other children, the second child, the third child, the fourth child, until the city completed. God had taken all his children and he did not repent. With this, God sent Elijah face to face to rebuke him. He would not have any food to eat until I speak it from my mouth. The first persecution, the first event that Elijah faced is persecution. And you know the scripture that King Ahab has searched for him all the nation around to take his life, but he was not able to find him. Elijah, with this prayer, he agreed with God, there is no food for the wicked, and I will Lord to suffer for you. The suffering of Elijah, James did not mention his persecution. James mentioned that there are 3.5 years there was no rain, there was no food, there was scarcity. Elijah bear that suffering and bear that insurrection. That's why the Bible translations, they remove the word passion. Have you got the point here? When you read it, it says without passion, Elijah is a man like you. But it didn't say like that. Elijah is a man suffered like you. So the message is not to those who are enjoying the five-star hotel facilities and nice food and secondary money on their stomach. No. The message to those who are willing to suffer like Elijah to bring the will of God on earth. You know, when we do opposite of the will of God, when you use the resources to pamper our tongue and ourselves, there will be false convergence. That is moving. But when we go along the will of God and suffer as Elijah willingly did it, there will be a true revival and true discipline and true people who will follow the Lord. In verse 2, verse chapter 17, verse 2, after he prayed, he told him this is the judgment of God and I agree with it. The Lord told him, and the word of the Lord came into him saying, give thee this incense, and turn these eastward and hit that same by the root cherish, that is, before Jordan. He told him, go and hit yourself, because he must have been persecuted. So Elijah accepted to be persecuted, accepted to be isolated, and accepted to be separated. And without even ministry. And he told him that, for and it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the raven to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord, for he went and went by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. That's the Lord told him. A great man like Elijah, God told him, go ahead yourself, drink water from the brook, and I commanded the ravens to bring you food, to feed you. Meat and bread. The source is questionable. Should it is dirty from the mouth of the bear, is that it should eat. That is how Elijah used by God to bring revival. That is the price in that Elijah suffered. For how many years? 3.5 years he is eating, question mark food. Dirty, poison, have sickness, not cooked. He did it. Someone will question. Why he is like that? Why he cannot go and walk? Why he cannot go another place and live better? He cannot know. Why he humble himself? Because that's God's will. Not our own understanding. And what kind of ministry he has? What kind of ministry? Question about us, right? Now, it is very questionable when people will do God's will. But when they do their own will, it is fine. You need to repent. As long as I have money, as long as I can buy, as long as I can go to a place, I will go. And you are standing with people like Ahab who defy God. He's a man of passion like you. So he was then speaking about Christians who are suffering. Truly they are suffering and they are not willing to compromise. He brought them the example of Elijah. See, Elijah suffered like you, and he prayed earnestly, not for blessings, not for salary, not for privileges, and not against this. But when God wants us to go and suffer so that His will be prevailed, we will be a wicked people if we do the opposite. And say that because there was no rain in verse 7 up to this point. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. No rain. How about if God would go and find a job, get part-time, you know? It's better than this. Better than this suffering, but more. Wait, that is easy. Wait, what God would tell him? Next. Why God is doing like that? Who you ask to question God? Did Jesus pass through these stages? Jesus started his ministry at the age of 30 years. Why he did not start when he is 18 years old? He's waiting. God has timing. God has his own ways. And the Lord wants us to go according to His will. The judgment of God, not to bring rain, but to bring no rain. That's what He is going to say, that James says. He prayed and there should be no rain, no blessing. And He was going to suffer with them, other people. He will need more. And they said, and the word of the Lord came unto him saying, arise. Gave thee to the very part which belongs to Zidon. And dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. Now just walk. He told him, go to this city, and I have commanded our widow, city of unbeliever, an unbeliever widow, I have commanded her to sustain you. That's worse. Because when he used to go to the widow, first he's a nice guy, he's a woman. That's more humility. more information. And also when you go to the video, what you will eat? That's common everywhere. What you will feed him? Not more than? We know that there's not more than the bread and water. And he already thanked the Lord that I get rid of the food of the raven. Then I am now starting to eat from the heart of a widow. So he was still, he arose and went to very fast, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks, and he called to her and said, feed me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. So God told him, I already told him. So he told her, give me a water, I want to drink. And as he was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in the cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and them. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste. Rather shall the cruse of oil fail unto the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. He has said, God told him that she will feed you. How? God said, even if she has none, God will provide for her, so that I'll be fed. But he obeyed the Lord. He is willing to eat the food of the widow, not the food of the son. He is willing to suffer. And he stayed with this widow until he finished 3.5 years. Verse 15, she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. So he was sitting there, such as food, simple food, cake, bread, and water. And it came to pass, after these things, that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick. And his sickness was so sore that there was no bread left in him. And she said unto Elijah, what have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance, and to spare my son? And he said unto her, give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom, and carried him up into a loft where he abode, and laid him upon his own bed. So he was living there. He had a room there. And in the house that he was living, he's a man of God, right? Everyone knows the house, you know, all the man of God. They call him man of God. In the place that he was living, in the place that he was eating, God allowed that the son of God's widow to die. You just imagine the embarrassing situation that he was in. Where is your prayer? Yeah. Where is your blessing? You are coming to bring curse to my house. Have you get the point here? The point here that I want to say, in what situation God has put him is very embarrassing, right? Very embarrassing. You know why we want God to answer our prayer? You know why? Because we are ashamed of the people, how would they think about that if our prayer is not answered? That's the truth. If you read verse 20, and sometimes, you know, we want to preach the life and the mercy of our agenda with our own understanding. God said, you know, this widow should have more children and more blessings because Elijah was there. No, that's not the will of God. God has his own way to work. What did he put him to this? More to make it hard for Elijah. destiny. It's a man of passion for you. You understand, even to evangelize, because some people, they will ask us, you don't have this, you don't have that, but they will think about us. Busting the old yeast, the yeast of many and busting. Christ died to take this yeast from us. Never come to see what he did, Elijah. Elijah was a man of passion for him. Quite a long suffering. And he cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I am sojourn by slaying her son? He told him, Lord, please, I'm eating here. I'm living here. Now in which place I will praise the woman? And she knows that I am a man of yours. This is something, Lord. People, it's very hard for me, Lord, to manage now. 3.5 years, how many people does he minister in Elijah? How many people? But it's in only this house, Peter and her son, maybe some other contractors here around. Why he's there? He should go to a better place, no? That's how we think, that's how we speak, that's how we understand. That's how we reason with God and reason with others to justify our own will and our nothingness. Why his daughter just came to you? You know, but you give him the just ear. And he stretched himself upon the child three times, and cried unto the Lord, and said, O Lord, my God, I pray thee that this child's soul come into him again. He prayed, Lord, please bring him. It is very, very embarrassing, very simple. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came to him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house, and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, see thy son living. And the woman said to Elijah, now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is the truth. So miracle was needed for this woman to believe, and what miracle was needed so that Elijah would not be no more in such embarrassing situation. After God, after he taught all these things, 3.5 years, as we read in chapter 18, verse 1, and it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the 3rd year, saying, go show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. After he taught all this suffering because of the famine, decreased himself in certain areas because God told him, now is the time for us to come out on the service to go and make Ahab. He made Ahab. And in verse 19, now therefore send, he told Ahab, now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel. And the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the groups 400 received at Jezebel's table. Now the time for the to confront the battle of the false prophet of Baal, and also the false prophet of the group. But which time they meet after Elijah has passed through all the stages of suffering. Did he conquer himself? No. Did he abide with God's will? Yes. Did he follow the exact instruction? And he bears the shame? Yes, he bears all successfully. That is the time God brought him to the sixth. And we know when he prayed, fire came from heaven. But James, when he said that we pray earnestly, he prayed for the rain not to come. When the rain not come, they humbled down. Humbled down, they were starving, and he was with them. He brought them, he brought them immediately to the direction that God wanted to be. This is the way that I want, the Father will come. Not their own way. And truly, fire came from heaven, and when they saw the fire came, verse 40, and Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal, yet no one, not one of them escaped, and they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon, and slew them there. 450 false prophets were killed on that day. And verse 41, after he did the mission, and Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee out, eat and drink, for there is sound of abundance of rain. So when everything was accomplished, correct, rain came down. We want the power of the Holy Ghost to come on us. You know, I'm tired of false conversion. And I'm so tired of people, they call themselves Christians, but still they are in idol worship. Let's go back to James. Now, let's understand what is the problem. Do you think that by chance those certain versions of the Bible, almost 70% of the translation of the Bible, there are different kind of translation, 70% of them, the word passion is not there. The word passion in the Greek is homeopathy. It is not there, and it is suffering. This word is repeated in one more place in the Bible. In the book of Acts, chapter 14, verse 16. Book of Acts. Why it was removed? Why it was removed? Because those who translate, they don't believe that God want us to suffer. That's the only reason. They don't believe that God wants us to pray in such kind of a prayer, and that is where we suffer. Acts chapter 15, Acts chapter 14 and verse 15. Say, and saying faith, that is Paul and Barnabas, when they want to offer to them, but they refuse, and saying faith, why do you these things? We also are men of like passions, men of the body, like you are the body, with you, and agreed unto you that you should turn from these vanities unto the living God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein. I said again about this verse, the same Bible that was translated. Most of them, they don't have the word passions. The Apostle is saying, we are men of passions like him. So what kind of life do you want to go? Do you want life without suffering? Do you want to dictate on God what is the term and condition of your life? Do you want the Holy Ghost or no? That is the way. As we have read in the book of James, that through rain, through blessing, when it comes on time, it is not God's time to get the blessing today. After 3.5 years, we cannot push our own plans on God. And we can't question God. We need to go along with His will. Now there are the questions. Did Jesus agree about this teaching or no? That we pray Lord as we are led by the Holy Spirit. Did Jesus agree about what Elijah did or no? That's the Old Testament. Sometimes this is the Old Testament, but James has spoke about it. And he mentioned the suffering of Elijah with the lack of rain, not with the persecution. Because of the lack of rain, the king gets mad of him. Because he rebuked him, he don't know the thing for you. How do you speak like that? That's the word of God. There's no blessing for you when you are adamant and stubborn. Not expect a blessing. Did Jesus agree about what Elijah did and about all that you have read? Let's go to Luke chapter 4. Let's see what Jesus spoke. You know, the cake of the widow has come from the hand of God and is better than us. When we sin against God, we don't even enjoy it with the food, kind of food we are eating. When we grumble and do our own things. Luke chapter 4. As Jesus speaking to the Israelites. We are far advanced now. We need to go back. Moving out from the restaurant and prepare food, moving back to the kitchen, for the kitchen, moving back to where kind of food that God wants to see. That's the idea. So there's a big job. That's why we have to repent more. Luke chapter 4 and verse 24. And he said, verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. Verse 25. But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah. When the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all that land, but unto none of them was Elijah sent, save unto Sarepta, a city of Sidon. And the woman that was a widow. You know, when James mentioned about the idea that 3.5 years there is no rain, you know from where he took it? When we read the Old Testament, it mentioned the period? No. From the mouth of Jesus, Jesus said 3.5 years. So Jesus was aware of what Elijah was doing or no? Aware. He was the one who sent it to that widow or no? Yes, he is the one who sent it. Why he sent it to the widow? Why he did not send it to the Israelites? They are many widows, they are hungry, they are strong, they have problems. Why? Because there was a sin. There was a sin. There was not a sin. When he went to that widow was willing to die, was ready to die. When Elijah was sent at that time, why is this widow was willing to give to the word of God? She obeyed, she gave him the food. She gave, what her food she gave to him, the blessing came to her. Her son died, Elijah, because Elijah was there, came to them. Certain times, we cannot understand what God is doing. Who are we to understand? We are called not to understand, we are called to obey. How many of you today want to understand? Do you think Elijah and the servant got sent into that widow? No. If it is not written in the New Testament why he was sent there, he told his servant with Adam and Mary, if God will send him to that widow, they will laugh on him. They will not give him the food. And death will continue. Trouble will continue. He sent it to a woman, he knew that he is the sinner. This is humble down. Death is there. Famine is there. Playing, doing our own will, it will not help. Let us repent. Go along the chain and condition of God. Lord, let your will be done. What kind of food? From raven, from dogs, nice food, homemade. I am willing, Lord, to obey you. If I need to suffer, let me be. You are suffering here, right? In heaven, different place. If you want to get it here, you live with it in heaven. Why they remove the word passions from other versions? Because they are against suffering. They want to enjoy that. But they have no assurance. Remember this word? Homoio passions. Suffering passions. He's a man just like you. He's better than us. Yes. He's better than us because we are not willing to suffer. We are doing all that we can to bypass suffering. He sent us to widows, we go to rich people. He sent us to there, we go to other people. And if actions do this, we do the opposite. And more problems, more troubles. More unhappiness, more suffering. More disease. That's the thing. Lord, thank you for your work. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for sending your word on time to restrain us from doing our own will. I pray in the name of Jesus. So Lord, I pray for the humility in each and everyone who hears the message, those who are here and those who are far. I pray they will humble down. They will accept to go along your chain and understand their self-righteousness, their own understanding, not their choices or options or bypassing things. Father, I pray your work can find us all, and even the Holy Spirit. I pray, be with us. God is your will and your friends. In Jesus' name. The word of God is down unto our feet and light unto our sons. That's all. Thank you. And the fellowship of the Holy Ghost, Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.